to see the Lord as the Word, or that the Word is divine, is always a struggle. So the struggles are often depicted throughout the Gospels, like, who is this man? That kind of question sits there through the narrative. He's constantly coming up against the unbelief that those around him have, even his disciples. So their question is always, who is he? And I think that's often our question in the face of the Word. Is this the Lord? We're in front of the Word. It's like, what is this? What is it really? And that's the same story. And that speaks into 6:3, 6:2. And to him will be the obedience of the peoples, means that from his divine human truths would go forth that were able to be received. So that just spoke to me about the Word when it's seen to be from the Lord, but not the Lord. The Word then is the Lord's human, but when it is seen to be the Lord, it's the divine human. And so it speaks into our struggle to see the Word for what it truly is. But that this work is to bring us into a state where what is within the text can shine forth and affirm that it is the presence of the Lord in our midst. So the idea of everything that has to do with the historicals is a representation of everyone's individual journey, and thereby the collective journey of those we are associated with, both externally and internally. So the struggle is something that we have to come into and accept, obviously, and engage with, and see it in the context of the Lord's end in view, which is the salvation of the human race, right? I mean, this is what he is seeking to bring about, and that never changes. Every aspect of influx from the Lord is looking to that end constantly. That's the operation of his mercy.